Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. And Father, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you would continue to send us your love and your grace, and most importantly, your faith as we dive into your word today. Thank you, Lord, for leading us through your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. So before we get started, sometimes it's just fun to laugh at yourself. And so on the anthem, did you notice instead of saying Agnus Dei, it says Angus Dei? So the song was both tender and beefy today. Yeah, I worked on that. Y'all pay me the big bucks for that kind of stuff right there. So I just thought that was hilarious. Michael W. Smith has not written that one yet. If he has, it's gone aluminum on the charts. Instead of platinum, gold, get it? Okay. All right, we're going to start the sermon now, all right? All right, y'all didn't come to hear me tell jokes. And nobody would. So here's where we're at. We're in John chapter 10, but we're going to talk about John chapter 9 a little bit because it's important to kind of get the whole context of what's going on as we talk about Jesus being the good shepherd. So Jesus had heard that the Pharisees had kicked this man out who had been born blind, who Jesus had healed. They kicked him out of the synagogue. And so Jesus heard about this, and he found this man in John chapter 9, and he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And this previously blind man said, "Well, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus says, "Well, I'm right in front of you. I'm right here. I'm speaking to you." And the man says, "Well, Lord, I believe." And he worships Jesus. And then Jesus says something very interesting in this text. He says, "For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." And then at this point, some of the Pharisees who were near Jesus and heard this said, "Are we also blind?" And Jesus said to them, "Well, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say you see, your guilt remains." Translation? Yeah, you're blind. Yeah, I'm telling you that. You're spiritually blind. You don't see that I have come to be the Messiah, to save this world, to pay the price for sin. You don't see it, so yes, you're blind. Well, the gospel today says this. John chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand." Now, this text, the reason I shared John chapter 9 is because this good shepherd motif that is used in Scripture is not in a complete vacuum. Instead, it's part of a larger series of readings all discussing Jesus being the good shepherd. And it really starts back at this account of Jesus healing this man who had been born blind. And this healing was meant to display God's works that God's might through the Father, that Jesus and the Father are one. That was the intent. What God the Father does, his Son Jesus does also. And so today, people are celebrating or reflecting on or remembering Mother's Day. Does Mother's Day have anything to do with this text? Not directly, but I think we can make some connections. First, on the one hand, you have a man blind from birth. And he, like you, has a mother who has given birth to him. And if you read the whole account of this story, his mother does show up as one who's questioned by the Pharisees. His mother and father are both questioned by the Pharisees. And his mother, along with the father, kind of throw their son under the bus. The Pharisees ask them a question, and they say, well, I mean, he's a grown man. You go ask him. I don't want anything to do with it. And you know why? Because their son had been thrown out of the synagogue. They didn't want to be thrown out of the synagogue. So they were like, well, you just go ask him. Now, is that really Mother's Day sermon material? Maybe. Maybe not. But here's something that's interesting. You know, it just goes to show being a mom is not all rainbows and unicorns every day. It's hard. It's a tough vocation. I don't have to tell you moms in the room that. It's tough to raise us. It's hard. But you know, one thing that's interesting is, man, every mom or many moms that I know, they kind of have that mama bear mentality. My mom would answer that question. She wouldn't have cared of the repercussions. She'd have been like, are you trying to mess with my son? I will take you out right now. Let's get this on. Like, she didn't play. 5'4" dynamite, right? And there is, that is what would happen sometimes. That you'd guard, you protect your child. Doesn't matter how old they are, right? My mom always said, no matter how old you are, you're always going to be my baby. They also said, no matter how big you get, I can still whoop you. But that's a whole another sermon. So this leads us to a second thing to think about outside of motherhood being hard. That moms are sometimes put in really bad situations like this mom was. Sometimes you're in placed in bad situations, maybe because of your kid's behavior, maybe because of trying to help your child through a situation, a tough season of life. But also, motherhood is very similar, and this is an obvious connection, but it's not always pointed out when we talk about Jesus being a good shepherd. Motherhood is a lot like shepherding. Being a mom is a lot like shepherding. From conception, a woman with child is tasked with the vocation of mother. She is to nurture and protect her child through the pregnancy, through infancy, through childhood. Again, even through adulthood, even if that adult child doesn't want you to try to protect them, your heart's living outside your body at that time. And like, you don't know what else to do other than to try to protect your child. And like those, the Pharisees who rejected Jesus, there are times where there are mothers who reject the role of mother for various reasons. Well, what about the relationship between this man born blind and his mother? What happened after he was thrown under the bus? Did he reject his mother because she refused to stick up for him? Or did he forgive her even though she failed to defend him against the Pharisees? We don't know. We're not sure. But if you're a mother, you know better than anyone else about how you need forgiveness for the times you failed at being a mom. I don't need to tell you that. You don't need to have anybody else tell you that. You feel it. for the times you failed at shepherding your children through life. And moms, if I could just tell you just one thing, you don't have to be perfect for us. All we need is your love. You can stop trying to be perfect. You have permission to not be perfect. What we need is your kids is just for you to love us. That's close enough to perfect for us as your kids. And for those even who you're like a mom to. I'm not saying being a mom's easy. Even with God at your side, you're going to face challenges and stresses as you parent your children. You know that because you've dealt with it. You're going to question your worthiness as a mom. But remember, God created you for such a time as this. He's created you to raise your kids with passion and purpose. He has allowed you to raise your kids up. He's given them to you. You have them on loan from God. And so raise them up. And remember, God created you to be unique. You don't have to be like every other mom out there. Be who God's created you to be. Use your gifts and abilities. Do it in your style, the way God's created you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made by Him. He designed every nuance of who you are. Lean into God as you walk along this wonderful journey called motherhood. Trust Him to guide you in what is best for your kids. Remember, you're the mom that your kids need. Now, if you're not a mother, you are a child of a mother. That's all of us. We too have times when we need to ask for forgiveness for the times that we've broken the fourth commandment, which reminds us to honor our mother and father. There are times we have not honored our mother. There are times we've not received her guidance and shepherding that she provided. We've rejected that guidance and shepherding. We also need to forgive our mothers for the times that maybe she provided bad guidance or no guidance, or for the times she sinned against us or even abandoned us. We need to also forgive. Because the commandment says, honor your mother and father. It doesn't say, honor your mother and father whenever they're doing a really great job. It says, honor your mother and father no matter what. So let's bring this back to Jesus. In Matthew 23, verse 37, Jesus is drawing near to the crucifixion. And there's a really interesting description of Jesus. One that maybe I don't always remember, honestly, and maybe you don't either. But it says this, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. And so Jesus is describing himself here kind of like a mother hen with chicks under his wings. Another illustration to go, no one's going to snatch you out of my hands. I'm going to care for you. If you go after a mother hen and their babies or other birds and their babies, they will go after you. They will come after you. This is a great illustration of Jesus and his shepherding. And look at how Jesus describes this in John 10. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And today, in today's reading of John chapter 10, he says, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. And again, no one will snatch them out of my hand. I want you to be comforted by these words. If you're a mom who's had a child snatched out of your hands, remember that Jesus has that child in his hands. If you are a child who's been snatched out of your mother's hands, remember, you're not alone. You're not left to wander in life You are in Jesus' hands. He's got you today and every day. Jesus is the good shepherd, and in him you have never-ending love and mercy and forgiveness. You have forgiveness for the times you've rejected your mother and broke the fourth commandment because you didn't honor her or respect her. Mothers, you have forgiveness for when you've exasperated your children. You have forgiveness for poor shepherding. Kids, you have forgiveness for rejecting the kind shepherding provided and love that your mom has tried to give you. And all this forgiveness that you and I have, it all flows to us from Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Those arms are stretched out for you at the cross of Jesus, and they cover your sin, and they shepherd you home. He's the Good Shepherd, so you follow him, you trust his guidance. You let him lead you where he wants you to go, and he will lead you. If you're lost, he goes after you until he finds you. And when he finds you, he puts you on his shoulder, rejoicing, and he carries you home. Mothers, look to Jesus. Fathers, look to Jesus. Children, look to Jesus. Whether you're a mother or not, in life, we are all tasked to look after each other as we ourselves would be looked after. So look to Jesus to see how it's done and do it. Care for one another. Turning always to Jesus for forgiveness. Forgiveness for death and destruction, rejection. Forgiveness for abandonment and neglect. Forgiveness for anger and selfishness. Forgiveness for stubbornness and pride. Forgiveness for all of it. And in that forgiveness, abundant grace and life, both today and eternally. That's what Jesus, the Good Shepherd, gives you. And no one will ever snatch that out of your hand, and no one will ever snatch you out of his hand. Because you're his child. You're his son. You're his daughter, who he adores. And he carries you through this thing we call life. Amen. Please rise.